about you in my life. Let me testify about how I feel right now. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storms, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord taught me to realize I never would have made it without you in my life. No, I never would have made it without you in my life. I'm gonna say it again. There were times when I was going through, in the midst of my storm, didn't know what to do. Even though I was down, the Lord told me to realize that I never would have made it without you in my life. Oh, never would have made it without you in my life. Thank you.
Thank you for the storm. Oh, I had
a night. Lord, thank you,
thank
Lord.
You
help me win this fight.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. Now, I want to try to move to the book of Revelation and the Quran for the next while and continue our study there. In Revelation, we're talking about those letters that were given to the various churches in Asia Minor, but these letters are applicable to us, and these letters from John to the churches in that region are teaching us aspects of ourselves. So we were looking at the Laodiceans, and the Laodiceans having to do with justice of the people. See, all of this is connected. We are the people that must bring justice to ourselves by understanding that we want friendship. We have hopes. We have wishes. We have dreams. We dream of the day that the human family is one and at peace. When you look at the Quran and you hear the word Allah, you know that there's a we and a us, but the push is Allah and oneness. Allah in the African Arabic represents what the ancient African Hebrews taught as the waters of noon, that original time of peace where there was no division, no strife, no hatreds, no boundaries, all one, all in that original energy and form of life. So this is all connected. We are the Laodicea. We are they who are to rise up for freedom, justice, and equality. But see, the system has made us apathetic, not caring. You talk to some people and they just don't care one way or the other. Yahushua is telling us in the book of Revelation chapter 3 around verse 19 that we must be strong in our love for the human family and the oppressed and the poor and the afflicted and the needy. Yahushua was giving us the remedy to this apathy, to understand that if we want to be rich, if we want to be wealthy, if we want to be those things, understand that first we are miserable, poor, and naked, and the system has destroyed us. Understand that we must tap into solar science. Verse 18 is teaching us to tap into solar science. We want to be gold tried by the fire. We see the elements here. Gold, the 79th element on the table of elements. So we see that this gold really represents 79 hydrogens. We understand that from the teaching of Booker T. Coleman and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, the Shabaka Stone, and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Let me just review this right quick. The word counsel, I counsel thee to buy of me gold. Let me see now. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou be clothed, that thy shame and thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Yahushua is giving us the remedy to the problem of the system and how we must go into science, go into solar science, that we are able to defeat the system and are able to then collectively penetrate and access the universe, time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources. But we have to be honest and know and understand that this system is destroying the human family, stripping us of time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding. We say we're Americans. We say we're Europeans. We say we're Africans. We say we're Asians. We say we're of this group, that group, this tribe, that tribe, this church, that mosque, this temple, this cathedral. And we think that we have arrived. We say we have this job and have this position. And we think that we have arrived. No, we are naked. And as long as there is a human being that is suffering and naked and destroyed, then all of us are suffering, naked, and destroyed. I counsel thee. The word counsel, to give counsel, take counsel with others, take counsel together, to consult and deliberate, rooted in another word, 1011 Greek side, bul uo, means to deliberate with one's self. So when Christ, Yahushua, is talking to you and me and taking counsel, Yahushua Christos is deliberating with his self, as you and I are Christ's in human flesh. Christ is talking to Christ.
Yahushua Jesus is talking to Yahushua Jesus when Christ Yahushua is talking to you and me and us, taking deliberation with one's self. This proves once again that all of us are Christ in human flesh. And so once again, when we see in this scripture that Yahushua Christos is giving counsel, Yahushua says, take counsel. Yahushua is talking to the self of Yahushua. Christ Christos is talking to the self of Christ in your flesh. You, sister and brother, are Christ in human flesh. Yahushua says, take counsel and buy of me gold. He's talking about elements, talking about atoms, talking about the table of elements. We want to be spiritual alchemists and understand the process of raising base metal into gold. Gold, the 79th element on the table of elements, 79 protons, neutrons, electrons. Understanding now through the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, we understand that gold is really the compilation of 79 hydrogens. Buy of gold tried in the fire, and fire having to do with the sun, and fire another element. We're yet dealing with hydrogen. Something about this hydrogen, something about fire in the universe, fire within ourselves, and white raiment. We're dealing with the sun, and we're dealing with light. We're dealing with how the sun and light and knowledge and wisdom and illuminating the mind, these sciences that the babies and the youth must tap into, will be the sciences that clothe us with the whole of the universe. And so in verse 19, Yahushua says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So Yahushua says, I love you. The word love is love, approved of, to like, to sanction, to treat affectionately or kindly, to welcome, to befriend. Did we not see that the 11th house had to do with wishes and hopes and friends or friendship? Do we not hope that we can find love and friendship? Yahushua says, I am here to give that to you. And not just as we would say the flesh and blood man, but Yahushua means health, is defined as health, wealth, prosperity, liberty or liberation, deliverance. These principles are our friends. These principles in the universe love the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And this Yahushua that is the fabric of the universe, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance, is here to loose us from the shackles of oppression. Also, Yahushua is defined as vengeance. We must understand that to go against the universe is to bring consequences, repercussions, the vengeance of the Most High on our heads, because we must act in accord with Yahweh, Yahuwah, existing, living, the principles, characteristics, attributes of existing and living. If we act in accord with death, then we bring the wrath of Yahweh on our heads for going after death, and we bring our own death on our own heads. So this power in the universe. Yahushua, this eternal power that is within us, within you and me, this is our friend. When you look at the revolutionaries and the activists that acted on behalf of poor working class masses of people, black, brown, red, yellow, oppressed and white masses of people, the civil and human rights movement, the labor movement, the movement, anti-war left movement, the woman's suffrage movement, the black power movement. These movements were headed by people who had the mind of Yahushua, men and women, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And these were lovers of us. They loved us, loved the oppressed, loved the poor working class masses, and gave their lives to see us free. This is Yahushua. This is friendship. This is affection. This is love. To show signs of love, to kiss, to be fond of doing, to want to do, the scripture talks about show each other, give each other a holy kiss. Why? Because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families want us to always be at each other's throats, killing each other, destroying each other, don't want us to be friends with each other, don't want us to associate with each other, don't want us to be familiar with each other, have companionship, and have be a companion of one another. So Yahushua is saying, I love you, I'm your friend. Rome, the Roman Senate, the Roman Empire are working to divide you, poor working class masses of people. The wicked ruling class and ruling families today hate us and have not given us sanction, have not given us love, have feigned love to us and feigned affection to us to woo us into this system to perpetuate destruction of the human family and our own destruction. But let us come to Yahushua. Let us come not just to how we say the flesh and blood man, but let's come to the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity for all, liberty, liberation, deliverance for all. Let's understand that we must line up or suffer the vengeance of the Most High. Says Yahushua says further, I love and rebuke. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. The word rebuke is to convict, to refute, to confute, generally with a suggestion of shame of the person convicted. By conviction, to bring to the light, to expose, to find fault with, to correct, to chasten, to punish. Why, Yahushua, are you justified? Let me see now. Refute. The word refute is defined as to prove or disprove right or wrong. Excuse me. To prove to be wrong or false. To disprove. See, Yahushua is saying we must fulfill our mission as a Christ in human flesh. We must get up and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. We must love one another. We must show affection towards one another. We must come together. When we do not, Yahushua will rebuke us because we are not fulfilling why the reason that we were called into this earth realm. So when we fight and argue and destroy one another because of race, ethnicity, class, religion, political or religious ideology or philosophy, Yahushua is saying you're wrong. And you should stop that. You should get up and stand up together and overthrow the system and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. So these words, reprehend severely, chide, admonish, reprove, call to account, to chasten and to punish. See, the book of Hebrews is describing every human being. Christ made lower than the angels to run this earth and universe. Christ petitioned the Most High for a physical structure to come into, to lead captivity captive. Further in Hebrews, to uphold the Sabbath. So led captivity captive means we fight for the liberation of every human being. This is what we're speaking of in the scripture. The Sabbath being upheld means that we obliterate all debt, all usury, all interest, all debt slavery, all exploitation, and we return not just the land, but wealth, resources, and not just that, time, energy, and space, making all having the ability to equally access every fabric of the universe. That is you. That is me. That is us. We are the Christ in human flesh, empowered, commissioned to fulfill this mission and this destiny. And when we don't, Yahushua is saying, I will rebuke you. So he says, I rebuke and I chasten. Chasten, 3811 Greek side, paiduo, means to train children, to be instructed or taught or learn, to cause one to learn, to chastise or castigate with words, to correct, to castigate, is defined as reprimand severely, to correct, to inflict severe punishment. See, we must be the Christ in human flesh. We must be the Atum. We must be the atoms. We must be the Adam. We must understand that all of our births are the result of holiness and righteousness. The very atoms of the universe have come together in cloud, in fire, in light, in water to form us and transfer our energy into the physical realm. This means that we are they whom are called into the earth realm to bring order to the earth, order to the universe, order to our internal and physical, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical construct. We are the Atum. We are the Christ. We are the Logos in human flesh. When Yahushua is talking to you and me, when Christos, Christ, is talking to you and me, Yahushua Christos is talking to the self of Yahushua Christos. So Yahushua is teaching us. Yahushua is giving us instruction. It says, molding the character of others by reproof and admonition. So these words have to do with correcting us, reproving us, correcting our errors, showing us that we should feel blame and disapproval when we go against our mission of freedom, justice, and equality. This is our mission, to stand up for the freedom of the human being. And so if we do not, then we are approved, reproved, suffer reproof, and suffer admonition. Admonition is authoritative counsel or warning. So Yahushua means vengeance, and we warn ourselves and warn the wicked human family that you have gone away from the universe. Every human being is scientifically a Christ in human flesh. But have we given our Christ spirit, soul, energy to wickedness? Are we using the Anan, the power to look into the atoms and the clouds and the fire? Are we using that power for righteousness? Are we using that science for righteousness or for wickedness? When we use it for wickedness, we warn ourselves and say, cease that. To chasten by the affliction of evils and calamities. When we go after the system of death, we invite evils and calamities on our own heads because we are upholding a system that is calamitous, evil, and self-destructive. To chastise with blows, to scourge, this means a whipping. This means a spanking. This means a flogging, like a father punishing a son, like a judge ordering one to be scourged. And let me see, this word scourge is defined as to whip, as an instrument of punishment. So when we go against the law of life, when we go against the law of Moses, when we go against the law of the Old Testament, listen, sisters and brothers, when you read Leviticus, when you read Exodus, when you read Numbers, when you read Deuteronomy, when you read Genesis, when we read these books and understand the laws of the Most High, these laws in the universe, the covenant, the testimony, the Old Testament books and laws based on the ancient African teaching, we understand that every human being is to love every human being. And every human being has the responsibility to love the stranger. In this case, the word stranger in the African Hebrew, there's more than one word for stranger. This word stranger that I'm speaking of is the stranger that is disenfranchised, disinherited, land, wealth, resources stolen from them. They're travelers, they're sojourners, they're immigrants. The law teaches us to love the immigrants, love the sojourner, love the traveler, love the stranger, the traveler, the immigrant so much that they receive the love that is equal to a brotherly love, a love for a fellow citizen. So we want to be citizens of the human family of the earth. The law teaches us that the land belongs to the Most High, and every human being, the people, belong to the Most High. This means that no one has the right to abuse the land or abuse the people. The law teaches us, the law of Moses, that some of these preachers teach that we are to disconnect from. No, disconnect from the misuse, abuse, and misapplication of the law, the manipulation of the law. But the very law itself, you connect with the law. The law says to obliterate slavery. If your sister and brother is in slavery, you free and liberate your sister and your brother. The law says, the laws of God we're talking about, the laws of the universe tell us that usury and interest are illegal, immoral, against the law of God, the law of the Most High. Look at this interest, this usury, this debt slavery that we, the human family, are suffering under. It is illegal. Banks of America, banks of Europe, banks of Africa, banks all over, connected to the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. You are illegal. You are immoral to make interest in usury and destruction destroyed the human family against God's law. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.